Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Eagle. It is, by God, it's Friday. It's fucking Friday, 27th day of May, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 63 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today in the Klamath Basin. And it's cooling back, you know, been a bitching fucking week. Enough to grow a fucking crop out there to the goddamn dandelions and shit up to my fucking knees. And I don't feel up to going out there and cutting them, but I'm going to have to fucking do it anyway. But that's the way it's been going the last few years, you know. The snow will stay, be a foot deep with the tops of the goddamn grass sticking out of it. And then when it all melts, and then, you know, then the sun hits it, and then, it shoots up. And it's got to be cut down. And you can't have a lawn here no more. I mean, we used to have a beautiful fucking lawn. But, you know, we raked it every year and kept the lawn. It looked like a fucking park here. But then they started, they'll turn the water off in another month. And everything, anything you did, it turns to fucking just, you know, dry grass. It's ugly. So we're just going to have to, I'll go out there probably with the weed whacker and fucking just cut it all down and just leave it laying there because that's all in the hell you can do anymore. Well, let's see what we're going to get into here today. Klaus Schwab, Pfizer CEO, trashed conspiracy people at World Health Assembly. There is a very fanatic group of anti-vaxxers that will go after us no matter what. Oh, no matter what we do. We're so fucking, you dirty, low-down motherfuckers, you better believe it. And it's not just, it's around the fucking world. We know what you're fucking doing. We know how you're fucking doing. You fucking cocks, arrogant son of a bitches. You think you can get away with this? We're going to fucking find out, aren't we? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, that kind of got turned down somehow. Klaus Schwab, Pfizer CEO, trashed conspiracy people at World Health Assembly. There is a very fanatic group of anti-vaxxers that will go after us no matter what we do. You goddamn right there is. It's called the population of this fucking planet that you're trying to fucking, that you're trying to cull down to under 500 million so that you can live like a fucking goddamn living god on this earth. And you are not going to do it, son of a bitch. You might as well get it through your goofy fucking head. Well, you motherfuckers want to battle? We'll fucking battle you. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab and Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla took aim against... Are you taking aim against us, are you? You son of a bitch. You fucking handful of little cocksuckers facing 7 billion fucking people. Are you taking aim at us? Take your fucking aim, son of a bitch. Step up and let's do it. Aim against the anti-vaxxers and conspiracy people. I think there's a lot of dead fucking people out here that would disagree with you, you son of a bitch and lying bastard, you fucking murdering cocksuckers. We want you in front of a common law jury. We want to stretch your fucking neck. We want to fucking prove that you are fucking goddamn genocide fucking perpetrators and see you dead. You fucking cocksuckers, you think we can't see what you're doing in the billions you're fucking making, the trillions you're fucking making, all the new billionaires, all the fucking new fucking money? Why, you think you're going to turn us into goddamn serfs once again? Well, we'll just see about that, won't we? While boasting about vaccine efficiency and groundbreaking new plans to distribute vaccines to impoverished countries at the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland. That's where all the rich fucks go up in the mountains. Why in the fuck hasn't that been attacked? There's the goddamn problem with the fucking world in Davos, Switzerland. It should be a fucking attack from every fucking angle. I mean, the goddamn people should swarm that motherfucker like ants and go in there and fucking just fucking hang every goddamn fucking miserable ass one of those motherfuckers. You do not own people. You are not better than anybody else, you arrogant fuckers. As Birla assured Schwab that the United States and Europe governments provided liability for lawsuits for the pharmaceutical companies if the vaccines are, quote, not working out well. You fucking cocksuckers. You know, it's like what we got going on here. You know, they played the game. A lot of people here played the game. You know, you fucking, you were diagnosed with COVID-19. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. So you're going to have to stay inside for five-day quarantine. After 5 days, I mean, it's run its course. You can go out bullshit. We got people fucking that are dying here, man. I mean, this fucking place is sickening. The people that have been fucking sick for 2 fucking months at a time, fighting this fucking shit off, whatever in the fuck it is. You know, I think they've taken all they've taken something like the Hong Kong flu and weaponized it. We do understand that our money is being spent to weaponize stuff that makes us sick and kills us. That makes innocent people who aren't involved in anything, just fucking innocent bystanders, sick and kills them. This is a culling of the fucking goddamn herd by the goddamn, those who would call themselves our masters, who are just bastards. And it's time to fucking hit back. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, you know what? Right now, them cocksuckers over there in Davos, right? You know, when they started this up this year, they have a no-fly zone over their little meeting that they're having at the World Economic Forum. And they have, I think they said, an extra 5,000 armed personnel there for them. Now, notice now, if you're doing something so benevolent and good, why do you need all that?
Well, exactly correct, and not to mention 5,000 of them. So we can say, I mean, God damn it, they're trying to kill off the world population. Let's send 50 fucking million. And you see if your no-fly zone can stop them before they get there and fucking hang these cocksuckers. They're every one of them international criminals. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Those people over there in Davos, Switzerland, they don't like it either because they say they just come in and just shut down everything. A lot of those people over there are saying they can't even live their lives when they're there. They can't even do certain things. They can't go. They cannot even go to certain places all because they are there. So they just lock down a whole city, like you said, and they think they are gods. They get the move, but you don't.
Well, not only do they get to move, but they get to have their fucking child pedophilia. That's what's going on in that Davos thing, and the fucking partying and the coke and the horrors. And fucking they sit down, these filthy fucking rich who are non-governmental motherfuckers, sit down and decide what's going to be done on this goddamn planet and how they're going to take more from the fucking poor, wipe the fucking poor out, and put it in their big fucking piles of goddamn gold. And the people of this fucking world should have been sick of this a long fucking time ago. This should have been shut down a long fucking time ago. But when they leave Davos, fucking Switzerland, they're going somewhere. And people are not fucking targeting these motherfuckers and hunting them down. They are fucking animals. They are in violation of our laws. They think they're going to fucking... the sovereignty of our country is... They spit on it. They think that they're fucking... They think that we're fucking goddamn soulless animals. Goyim. I'm not your fucking goyim. And if I'll tell you what, if I fuck, if there was 50 million marching on fucking Davos right now, I'd go with them. I'd go with them and I'd string your fucking asses up one at a time. And watch you fucking do the shit dance, you lowlife motherfuckers. You think money makes a fucking man? We would find it out. You have to hire your balls. You have to hire someone to guard your fucking ass. Like Dion was saying, if you're so beloved and you're being so wronged and so misunderstood, why do you need so many goddamn fucking people guarding your fucking sorry murdering fucking genocidal asses, huh? And the people watch it happen every day. I mean, it's going to be like fucking royalty when, you know, King Harry and the fucking bitch is going to have a kid. And, oh, what do you think they're going to name? God, it's all over the fucking news. Like, we give a shit about what happens in a goddamn fucking monarchy? Because I don't. Disgusting bastards. Hey. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know another thing, man. You're 100% right. This peasant mindset, it has to be gone. I mean, this peasant, like, because someone does something better or they have money or they some type of, I guess if you want to call them a superstar or something, this mindset that is monarchy mindset, man. You know, well, I was born a peasant. I have to die a peasant. No, this is shit that they have been perpetuating for hundreds of years upon us because they have a title, as you say, because you think you special because you popped out of someone's twat. No, man. Get rid of that peasant mindset. You, matter of fact, you are better than they are. Because these assholes have billions and millions and trillions of dollars. And why is there so much poverty and heartache in the world if they are so good?
Absolutely correct, brother. The thing is, it's a lot, most of it, see, what a lot of this is hereditary wealth. Now, you can have someone start out with, a line, excuse me. A line of hereditary wealth. And you can, and I mean, for maybe three or four generations, I mean, build wealth like really fucking fast because there's backstabbers and they know the fucking game and everything. But sooner or later, because they're interbreeding son of a bitches, you get goddamn retards. I mean, like, you know, the guy who married his, was it Quigla married his fucking horse? You know, or Nero watched fiddling while Rome burned. You get fucking goddamn messed up fucking retards. With that kind of goddamn power, and that's what you got right now. These son of a bitches think they have the right to rule the fucking world. We have the goddamn power to squish them like a goddamn bug. And we're not fucking doing it, and that is a serious fucking mistake. The people of Switzerland, I mean, they should say, do you know you're not going to have no fucking fly zone? If these motherfuckers want to have a meeting in fucking Chiloquin, Oregon, you cocksuckers. Dare ya! At any rate, fucking wait, let's go on and see. Let's see what these poor goddamn people are being. I mean, they're so good and everybody's so mad at them. These conspirators. There's goddamn graveyards full of them now. Fucking across this fucking world, there's fucking millions they've put in the fucking ground. It's been proved and then it's just like everything else. You know, you prove that it's fucking not a fucking, inoculation. It's a goddamn bioweapon. And then, yes, it is, you're right, it is a bio, it does, it's platelets, it's not goddamn fucking antibodies, and it is to change your DNA, you're right, and then the next day, vaccine, I mean, just like we're goddamn fucking children, little children, pulling quarters out from under our goddamn ears. With any other medicine, for example, we don't ask anyone to do anything with liabilities, but with a vaccine, we knew that there is a very fanatic group of anti-vaxxers. No, there's, why are you worried about goddamn liability if your fucking product's so good? And where does these son of a bitches who put aside the liability, that's in violation of the Bill of Rights. You can't get rid of liability. Our law does not fucking permit it. You kill some fucking buddy. Not only that, you can be charged fucking criminally, you son of a bitches. You're not going to claim, oh, it's, I'm a corporation and a piece of paper when I commit, when crime is committed. But I'm a fucking human being when it comes to fucking getting to, into the courts to take fucking people's money and get immunities from prosecution and immunities from a liability. You don't, and who, nobody has the authority to give immunities from liabilities, you motherfuckers, and you know it. Not in this goddamn United States of these Americas. And we got the fuck, the people that go there, when they come back, they should have a fucking greeting party waiting on their asses, period. That should, I mean, that's, these are the people that are causing the fucking big, these are the motherfuckers that need to go. Vaxxers,
hey, Edward.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you're 100% right. I need to tell you something, though, but, you know, like during the 1700s, I forgot this book I was reading, but it was about the Rothschilds, right? And you're 100% right about these inbred freaks. They said to preserve the family's wealth. This was this quote. We must only intermarry with our first and second cousins. So you telling me since the 1700s, these inbred freaks, they have been running this world. These inbred, same biological creatures, same genetic deformed creatures are running us. This has to be put down, man. These are inbred freaks.
Exactly, man. And the whole thing is just a goddamn handful. You think about the number seven. I mean, there's got to be close to 8 billion people in this world by now. But think about just the number 7 billion fucking people, and they're being fucking bitch slapped, fucking curb stomped, pushed around, fucking told what to do, treated like goddamn slaves by a handful of fucking retards. Just because they, why? Because they have fucking money? They control the monetary fucking system? That's what old Baron Rothschild said. I care not who makes the laws so long as I fucking control the currency. And that's how the goddamn world is being controlled, is through fucking money that doesn't exist. It's a con job. It's the people that, I mean, yes, exactly, man. You know, I can't discharge a debt with debt. That's just fucking pure logic. But I mean, people fucking fall for this fucking shit because they fall for it because it's easier. I mean, it ain't that hard to fucking make a logical conclusion as to what is going on. But these son of a bitches, oh, it's much better to fucking accept the lie, and I'll go ahead and pretend like I'm discharging this debt. I'll pretend that I own my home. I'll pretend that I own my car. But you motherfuckers, I'm telling you right now, you don't own shit. You don't own yourselves. If you don't know who you are and how to fucking, and you ain't ready with the fucking gun to enforce the fucking unalienable, ratified by the people fucking law of December 15, 1791, you ain't shit. You're nobody. You're a fucking stupid ass fucking goddamn. You are a goddamn subject. You are a goddamn slave. You're a serf. You're a fucking, you're a peon, you're a goddamn coolie. That's what you fucking are. And if you have the guns to do it and you're not doing it, you're a fucking coward on top of it. I can see, I mean, there's people fighting across this goddamn world right now with nothing. Look at the Palestinians. They'll fight, I mean, they'll fucking put a coat of goddamn dynamite on and go walk into a crowd and fucking detonate themselves. They ain't giving up. You got goddamn guns. You got enough to fucking straighten all this shit out. You got enough to conquer the fucking world. You just ain't got the fucking balls to do it. That's the problem. You won't fucking assert your fucking authority. You have every goddamn lawful right to do so. The goddamn law reads what it reads. They can read it. You can read it. And they're looking at you and laughing at you. Are you going to try it? And you're fucking looking at, you're looking at a goddamn something like Blumenthal. I got that one that always gets me because he always tries to act so tough. I want that motherfucker to be in front of me. And I want to fucking put your fucking dukes up, dude. I'm going to fucking whip your fucking ass right in the middle of the street. And it ain't going to take nothing to do it. One bitch slap across the fuck. I mean, an open hand slap. I bet I could drop that fucker and he would piss his pants. And then I'd kick his ass all the way down the fucking hill. But they won't fight you like goddamn fucking men. How do they fight you with fucking goddamn biological fucking kill agents? This shit that, I don't know what this, they're not even calling it, you know what they're calling? They're calling it a long COVID of all the fucking things. You know, we're gaining on it. You know, we're fucking figuring it out and fucking what might have you. But I mean, this has fucking been miserable. This has been, what kind of fucking flu lasts for a goddamn month? None. There's never been such a thing. Excuse me. Back in 1995, when I had my heart cut open, okay, it was in my I was sick. I was in my house. I was sicker than a motherfucker. I had a temperature of 105 for 2 fucking months, and the sickness was in my house. My kids were there. Everybody, people came in and out. I was the only fucking one that got it. And then he said, "Well, this is a staph infection." What the hell is that fucking supposed to mean? And then I'm finally, the final diagnosis for the destruction of my fucking heart valve was fucking endocarditis. And you know what endocarditis means? An infection in your heart. What infection in my fucking heart? What infection lasts a goddamn fucking 2 months? And then fucking, 2 fucking months, and it won't go away. And there are people right now have gotten over this, whatever this fucking shit is. I think it's some kind of souped up. I think if you go back, you know, to like the time I was a little kid, and you think about every year there was a new fucking goddamn strain of fucking flu. And they, instead of getting rid of it and destroying it and fucking having the antibody ready if it ever popped its head, ugly head up again, excuse me. They fucking kept it, you know, they kept it and they fucking bred it and now they've weaponized it. I think what is happening here where I'm at is some kind of like Hong Kong flu that they fucking weaponized. And they'll tell you they're doing it around the fucking world. I mean, if you believe the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist because it fucking don't exist. They were doing it in a lab over in China. They were making a fucking goddamn sickness that would kill people. And that's the most cowardly goddamn thing you could do in the whole world. Let alone, except for dropping atomic bombs on cities. But these motherfuckers have no conscience. They have to be fucking shut down. They have to be shot like fucking goddamn mad dogs because that's what they are. What are you if you would release something like that on a fucking populace of little children, women, innocents, a galore? You're not even doing it on a fucking war zone. You're not doing it on a battlefield. You're doing it like a sneak thief. You're sliming in. You're paying people to fucking cut one another's throats. You make me want to puke is what you want to do. I'm a little fucking pissed. I lost another.
Why you think Bill Gates developed vaccines, Henry? He can fight his way out of a wet paper bag, man, if he could. I mean, look at that chump. You think he'll fight you? Yeah, Bill Gates, meet me in the ring. Meet me in the ring, Bill Gates. Like you say, he will call and hire his balls. 911 balls.
911 balls, man, because he doesn't have a fucking, he doesn't even have a fucking sack. I think he's got a pussy down there to tell you the fucking truth. What, I mean, that's what really pisses me off. These goddamn weakling son of a bitches, they hide. I mean, they used to hide their deeds. Now they hide themselves and they fucking and they throw their deeds out there. Look what I'm doing to you. Look what I'm doing to you and you can't get to me. Untouchable? Really? I think you're touchable. I think you're going to find out that you're very fucking touchable. I mean, when it comes down to the point to where, you know, people are fucking dying, what the hell do you got to fucking lose? Take that fuck. I mean, if anybody, you get close enough to that son of a bitch to stick a blade in them or do anything. You're a fucking fool if you don't, if you're going to die anyway, and that cocksucker's the one that's killing you. But not to mention, they are in violation of our law. Get the fuck out of my country. Get the fuck out of my life. Submit to the arrest of the fucking common law of this fucking country. Submit to the arrest of the fucking ratified absolute law, the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and go to fucking court I'll prove you guilty. You don't got to prove yourself innocent. You will be assumed innocent as soon as you walk through the fucking door. I'll prove you guilty in about 30 fucking minutes. And when they see the people who are the ditch diggers and the fucking goddamn prostitutes who have to watching their families die, watching their fucking, you know, enduring these sicknesses, enduring this goddamn misery that while you're making billions of fucking dollars, you're sitting back at Davos, Switzerland, eating caviar and drinking champagne, patting each other on the back. Yeah, we sitting out here yesterday, and we decided, remember that COVID thing? Man, did that work out? Goddamn, we make some money on that motherfucker or what? Did we take away some fucking rights or what? Did we insert some fucking power that we never had or nor could never have? We sure did. Goddamn, way to go there, Bill Clinton. Way to go there, fucking Blumenthal. You fucking scum-sucking bastards, you are going to fucking pay. There's just too many of us. We know what you're doing. You'll kill some of us, you motherfuckers, but boy, when the worm turns, when we get the advantage on you, can you see one of these bastards begging for mercy in front of a person like me or you? Begging, oh, please, yeah. Go ahead.
They could try. I mean, they wouldn't get no mercy from me. If you think about it, man, all the destruction and lies these people have ruined, I mean, since forever, before you and I was born. These inbred sickos. You think about it, man. These people have been inbreeding with each other since 1760, probably before that. But, I mean, we have these toothless inbred freaks ruling and controlling every aspect of our lives. They need to be killed.
Exactly. You know, they'll make fun of the hillbillies in this country. Do, 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 do. And those motherfuckers are marrying their fucking sisters. What kind of, God damn it, genetics doesn't fucking allow for that. Yeah, I mean, that's why you go back in time, you get, like Ivan the Terrible, you get all these goddamn psychotic motherfuckers, and they got ultimate fucking power. That's like going to the insane asylum, getting fucking Dr. Hannibal Lecter and naming him emperor of the fucking country. That's what essentially you are doing. That's why there has been so much fucking murder and death and senseless fucking destruction and misery from these motherfuckers. That's why the monarchs have to fall. Every monarch has to fucking fall. Every monarch has to be fucking hung for the crimes against humanity that they have been committing generationally for fucking 2,000 fucking years. They need to hang. And we have the wherewithal to do it, man. We cannot. Everything that has been done to us, we have allowed. I mean, that's what hurts the worst. Because that's called being a fucking pussy. My people are fucking, not all of them. I mean, there's a plenty of us. I know the jungle's there. They will, eventually they'll ignite that jungle by accident. And then all hell will break loose and the shit will be cleaned up. But when they look back on history, when 200 or 300 years from now, they'll be going, God almighty, what a bunch of fucking sackless, ballless motherfuckers that were fucking the guys that were supposed to be the goddamn patriots. These were supposed to be the mark of a man. And you fucking had people that were fucking, the people, those poor working poor. The working poor were the ones that fucking whipped their fucking ass. The working poor have always fought the fucking wars. The working poor are the ones that fucking killed the fucking Japs 100-1 over there in the goddamn South Pacific, weren't they? The working fucking poor. The ones that you fucking have wiped their fucking goddamn Bill of Rights with your fucking ass, and you fucking think that you're gonna wipe them with your fucking ass. Well, you're not gonna. We'll wipe you out, you motherfuckers. Well, there's a plenty of us to do it. If I die today, there's still a plenty of us to do it. If 2 million of us die today, there's still plenty to do it. And across the goddamn world, the people, they know what the fucking option is here. And there's plenty of countries where there's plenty of people who are intelligent people who have known measures of fucking freedom that realize these motherfuckers want the days of serfs back. They want the days of avert your fucking eyes. They want the days of your children being filthy fucking, from working in the fucking fields and bringing a rabbit for a fucking goddamn to pay a tax while your fucking family's going hungry. They fucking get off on this shit. They are clear out of their goddamn fucking minds. It's our duty to put them down like a rabid dog. They are dangerous. They're dangerous to our people. They're dangerous to our fucking children, guys. You want your fucking prodigy to live in it? You want your prodigy to be there? Well, we've talked about it before. Are you going to let them walk in your fucking house and rape your fucking children? Because that's what they have in mind. Don't you make no mistake about it. They want that kind of power. That's how they can entice a fucking goddamn a privateer, like one of these union badge wearing goddamn Blackwater motherfuckers, to be, they're sadistic, or they wouldn't join an organization like that. They wouldn't fucking go to work as an employee for a fucking company like that. It's corporation. The corporations, every fucking one of them has to be crushed to the goddamn, crushed to the ground. And then we'll start all over with the goddamn free enterprise system and the goddamn debt-free fucking currency to run it on. And an even playing field. And we'll see who ends up in the fucking ditches. It'll be the same, the people who have fucking excelled in this goddamn society, excuse me. The people who have excelled in this fucking society have excelled so because they're willing to suck any ass. See, they always talk about climbing that ladder. Well, if you're climbing that ladder, what do you see when you look up at the fucker above you? You see a fucking asshole. And if you suck that asshole hard enough, you suck yourself right fucking through it. That's what this goddamn world is built upon. But it's not the majority of the people. The majority of the people are the ones that are fucking providing the goddamn air for the suction to suck that fucker up through that other fucker's asshole. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time, and that was Buffalo Bill with High and Dry. That's how they're trying. That's what they're going to leave it. They're going to leave us with a fucking pile of fucking worthless goddamn money, paper that you can't wipe your fucking ass on. Just like they left the Indians with a pile of goddamn fucking beads. I think the Indians got a better deal. They got glass instead of fucking paper. Anyway, Executive Director Oxfam tells the audience at World Economic Forum, COVID has been one of the most profitable products ever. No. I mean, it's like when they tell you, they tell you the price of fucking crude oil is, oh, it's all clear over $110. This is wonderful. Wonderful for fucking who? Who are you representing? And what happened to goddamn fucking supply and demand within our own fucking borders? We had our shut down into our goddamn borders. They couldn't export our fucking goddamn crude. It was for fucking America. Now we're fucking competing with our own fucking product that's being stolen from us on a goddamn world fucking, in a world economy. We need nobody on this planet. We're not like fucking China. We could cut everybody off and do just fucking fine. We would prosper. We were prospering. We were the most prosperous country on the planet. We didn't need to go fucking empire building for the fucking Jews either. People were, even under the admiralty of this whole thing, which was used to fucking so that the goddamn Zionist Jews could take this motherfucker over. The people could be fucking happy some of the fucking time instead of miserable all the fucking time. Let's look at this, man. Most profitable product ever. Products ever. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Oxfam International at the World Economic Forum called for the wealthiest beneficiaries of the COVID-19 beneficiaries. Somebody's benefiting from this fucking this world goddamn genocide. Monetarily benefiting by murder. It's just like these goddamn gun manufacturers in this country. Fuck you, Americans that made us, made us fucking multi-billionaires. We're gonna fuck you. We're gonna cut your ammunition supply off, and we're gonna fucking supply the fucking Ukraine. We're gonna get government contracts because the money they stole from you, they can pay us more than you can pay us out of your pocket trying to fucking work for a goddamn living. Beneficiaries of COVID pandemic to be taxed to finance children, education, and work opportunities for women in Global South Economic Times reported. According to Oxfam's website, Oxfam, the future is equal, a global movement of people working together to end the injustice of poverty. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. There's no global. We are a sovereign fucking country, and you want us fight for that sovereignty. You want us rip you to fucking pieces for that goddamn sovereignty, because that sovereignty is what guarantees our fucking goddamn freedom and liberty. The sovereignty is that fucking Bill of Rights. That is the people's fucking goddamn jurisdictional authority. Absolute, unalienable jurisdictional authority, you sons of bitches. You think you're going to pull this off, man? Napoleon thought he was going to pull it off. Alexander thought he was going to pull it off. Fucking, God damn it. There's been many. The Mongolians. Everybody was going to conquer the fucking, I was always conquering the world. I never understood that. And I've said it before. What goes through a fucking man's mind? How much do you want? When you get so much that you don't even know how much you have, you can have any monetary fucking thing you want. You're just doing it for fucking goddamn, because it's the only thing that'll get you off anymore. You probably can't even fucking have an orgasm unless you're killing a kid or fucking, pedophiling a fucking kid. You're our sick bunch of son of a bitches. People across the world, these son of a bitches have to be removed. They're fucked up in the head. They will.
But Henry, hold on, Henry. But they call themselves blue bloods. They're better than we are.
Really?
No, they're blue blood. They are on top of us.
Well, I hope it's you and blue, and I end up covered with it. I truly do. Because I'm not gonna go out without a fucking fight. And all this winter, man, I've pumped iron. I prepared for this fucking summer to fight. And now they come along with this, the long COVID, 2 months of fucking goddamn sickness and shit. Let me get to feeling like I'm not fucking strong, you know, like I'm losing my fucking strength. Well, if I'm gonna die, motherfucker, I'm taking a bunch of you motherfuckers with me. Because I have intelligence. And I have the fucking moxie to fucking do it. You fucking sick pricks, you fucking goddamn. And the secret societies, the lower end of it, the other 15% that fucking suck up to these bastards, the one that's trying to suck through the asshole, the other one to get ahead of him on the fucking ladder. It's just all sickness, people. God, life on this planet could be very fucking enjoyable. People could be happy. People of all races, creeds, and colors in their own lands that belong to them. This is a rich fucking country. And we could have fucking trade. You know, if there's something that somebody couldn't get that, you know, like the, you know, because they live in a desert. Hell, we'll sell you a glass of lemonade. We'll trade you for a cup of oil. I mean, everything could be groovy, but these motherfuckers have formed these goddamn, this conglomerate, this international corporate mafia. And they fucking work together. That fucking Venezuela fucking richest, you know, it can be fucking goddamn gold, oil, everything in the fucking world, but goddamn, they won't fucking, let the Jew have 95 cents of every dollar for every exchange. That's why they're wanting this goddamn, digital money. To make sure that Jew, every time the goddamn dollar changes hands, that motherfucking Jew gets 95 cents of it. They can't get enough. They're sick. The Khazarian motherfuckers get them all in Ukraine and drop every fucking atomic bomb you got on that son of a bitch. Blow it motherfucking clear off this goddamn planet. Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, COVID pandemic, be taxed anyway. According to Offman's website, Offman, the future is equal, a global movement of people working together. I don't want to be a global citizen. I'm an American national of the American race. My people have a culture. We have lived happily even under fucking tyranny that we didn't know existed. We conquered a fucking continent under the lie that we were free. And we have, and like I said, fucking, I mean, goddamn, if you had the grit to get up and go to work in the morning, you could have a house. I mean, you should have had the son of a bitch anyway because they were stealing hand over fucking fist from the get-go. But there's never enough. When you have fucking thieves that are fucking retarded in the head from interbreeding, you're never going to have enough to fucking satisfy them because what they really want is blood. They want to do sick shit. They want to find things that are fucking taboo. And they want to do these taboo things because it's the only thing that can give them any fucking feeling in their body. They can't get it. They can't, you know, like fighting a fish or going hunting and taking a deer or fucking goddamn just, you know, a family meal, a fucking barbecue. They can't just feel good having something like that. They have to do diabolical shit to even get a goddamn twitch of fucking emotion in their body. They have to be put down. They're fucking animals. They're the ones that are soulless fucking animals, not us. We have shown our soul too much. We have been too lenient. We have been fucking goddamn lenient to the point of fucking, derelict in our duty to enforce our fucking law. Let's just throw all these fuckers out of here. Say, we're not a part of your global system. Give us all back everything you fucking stolen, and you have fucking stolen it. Here's the fraud. We can prove the fucking fraud. Just give it on back. Oh, you don't want to? Then here's a nuclear bomb for you. Now there's the next son of a bitch. Do you want to give it back? Give us all our shit back. We will isolate from you. And as, and being isolated, we're still the fucking, you know, because of our fucking, the culture that we created. We had the best minds in the world. We created every fucking thing. We will create a system that can protect us from you ever coming, becoming a, in our lives in any fucking way. And there's not going to be no, well, we want 50,000, Somalians to come over here and work in my factory because I'm a capitalist. See, that's what capitalism is. It means I fucking fuck you as an American using foreign fucking labor, foreign fucking slave labor. That's capitalism. It's not going to fucking be. It's going to be free enterprise, motherfucker. And you're going to have to compete with me on a fucking level playing field. And I'm going to dust your ass, and you know it. You know you are fucking have been falsely elevated. The fucking wealth you've accumulated through fucking goddamn backdoor deals and good old boy fucking cliques and fucking dirty church cabal motherfucking shit. That's how you got your shit. That's why you do not want that Bill of Rights. It will level that fucking playing field. And it'll take every, and you know, the people that have fucking stolen, we go back to the fucking records. If it was stolen, it ain't yours. It goes back to the person it was stolen from. They want us to work under the concept that if somebody steals your fucking gun and sells it to a fellow who sells it to a fellow and sells it to a fellow and you find your fucking gun, well, that's his gun because he bought it from a fellow who stole it from a fellow, or bought it from a fellow who bought it from a fellow who stole it from you. That is not the way it fucking works. If you want to, if you're smart as you fucking think you are, you should have no problem competing with me on a fucking level playing field. Man, there's a plenty for everybody in this goddamn country. We are the richest country on planet Earth. We take our fucking wealth back. All our, nobody's poor. You don't, I mean, the goddamn inner cities that we, the shit we see, the water, like the water I seen in those goddamn, documentaries in the coal country. People drinking, I mean, this motherfucking shit, it didn't even look like mud. It looked like something, like it, if you turned the light out, it would glow. I mean, this is fucking insanity. We don't have to have this so that some one son of a bitch can have a fucking pile of gold as big as Mount Everest that he and his progeny could not spend in 10,000 fucking years. If they worked at it every fucking day trying to spend it as hard as they could. But they would take it. Henry. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, first time caller. First off, just want to thank you for spreading the word about the Bill of Rights. I listened to your common law. Bill of Rights explained and stuff there I never learned in school, never learned from my parents. Don't think my grandparents that fought World War II knew anything about it either. Something that jumped out at me in the conversation today, you know, about the Khazarian banker system, and I think it's Jerome, I forget the guy's name, but talking about the Venetians or the black nobility. They've got control of the whole system, and you know at some point they're going to make us need permission to use all of their system. You know what are each of us doing to be outside of that shit? You know, cash. They want to get rid of cash. They want to get rid of all these mediums for us to exchange and trade and fucking control every resource in the whole damn world. You know, I'm surprised you're still able to accept donations. You know, I'm surprised they haven't taking you out of their fucking banking system.
Well, that's because I'm an individual free sovereign national and I know how to fucking apply my, I know who I am and I know where my rights lie. And when I apply my fucking rights, they either accept them or they fucking sign their name to treason. And I've got boxes. I've been doing this a long fucking time. I got enough to fucking hang fucking, I don't know, a couple hundred people just prima facie from their signatures. And they know this. When you get to the point to where you checkmated them, I mean, you'll be beaten. You got to go down that hard road of hard knocks to get there. But once you get to the point to where you can checkmate them to where they absolutely have to sign their name to treason, I mean, all we can take is donations. But we should be able to take anything anything offered. But we're not going to be offered because you got the Judeo-Christians in this country who are backing our fucking enemies. Our enemies are from within. We have to crush those son of a bitches. We have to, everybody who isn't loyal to this fucking country and to these, our people, anybody who fucking puts Judaism and the Jews and Israel before fucking the United States, all these dual Israeli fucking goddamn Americans in our highest seats of power have got to fucking go.
Traegers and all these motherfuckers everywhere.
You goddamn
Trump
right.
Even had every one of them, you know, they got, you just go look, every one of them's married to a Jew. A Judeo-Christian doesn't even exist. That's George Orwell fucking coined that term, and it's a damn myth.
Yeah, and
it's completely incompatible.
And it's only been around since like the 30s. People don't realize that before World War II, you know, there was, we don't want no more war. We're not going to foreign war. We're not going to European war. I think that's what fucking Roosevelt was, that was his, I will not send our boys to foreign shores to fight for other people. But the goddamn people in this country, because being mostly Protestant Germans, now they, if they were going to take a side, I guarantee you it wasn't going to be the side of the fucking communists. But that's what the war ended up doing. That war ended up, that war was fought to preserve international communism and to promote it. I mean, and then also fucking, you can take the Korean War. I mean, MacArthur had North Korea whipped. And he was going for mainland China. They would have never been a threat to us. And he was brought home and fired. I mean, they do what people cannot get through their mind is when they look at you, they don't see anything. You're dirt beneath their feet. That's what they fucking believe. That's what they've been born. When they were born, they were fucking told it, and they've been told it all their fucking life. That the guy, that money makes the man, but money doesn't make the man. You can take the man with the fuck, you can take a man with a million fucking, trillion fucking dollars. And you can take a man that ain't got 15 cents in his pocket and he can stomp his fucking ass and take everything he's got. That's the
propagandists have demoralized a lot of these people way too much and they don't realize it. I'm going to send you an email, Henry. I think there's a huge group of people that follow you but would be afraid to make a donation to you through the regular Jew banking system. I'm going to send you an email. You know, maybe you want to get set up and, you know, there's people that want to donate to you in a very private way. I'll follow up with you in an email.
All righty then.
Hey, Henry?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
You're 100% right. And the gentleman who just getting off, he's 100% right. You know, we always say it on here, their main objective is to get us back under the crown, to get us back
yep.
under their feet. Well, you can't do anything. Everything you have to do is of the king, so therefore you sit down and be a good slave and let them get back on top.
Well,
let them run you like you're a peasant or a serf. And that's what they want. They want complete control over our lives. I always tell these stupid Trump tards this. Y'all are some of the most stupidest people ever. Government did not make America great. It's kicking government ass that was made America great. When you said and we said that no one else owns us, we own ourselves, and I'm not a property of the king. I'm not a subject of the king. I'm not a property of no crown. I'm not a subject of no crown. That is what made America great, not kissing government ass and putting the same people who have done this to you back into office.
Well yeah, but the whole thing is it's been a fraud the whole time. We, after they fucking, in the first place, the goddamn Constitution was a fraud. I mean, it was violated. The first act of it was the Congress creating the Office of Attorney General without going through the fifth article of ratification. And sent saying that we as your servants are going to have jurisdictional authority over every one of you and every bit of your fucking property. And that, and December 15, 1791, that was shut down. That made two separate systems. It had, you got your judicial system over there. You play around in it all you want, so long as you do not fuck with us, because our fucking Bill of Rights, our fucking common law for the United States is supreme and superior. You fuck around with us, we go up to your fucking badass office you think you got, tap you on the shoulder and say, you're under arrest, or else I'm serving you with a goddamn, civil complaint. And then you come out of the fiduciary. You're not coming there as Governor Bullshit. You're just coming as Mr. Bullshit. One-on-one. Do you think that the founders of this country intended that the whole goddamn strength of the whole fucking United States, all the power of this country could be put against one fucking man? No, they did not. Those son of a bitches were supposed to stay over there in their fucking world. They weren't to govern us. They were to work for us. Somebody who works for you does not govern you. We governed ourselves. It's called autonomy. That's what the Bill of Rights is for. It's a system of law that we use for our own selves, and they stay away from us unless we need, the whole idea was that we might need them to preserve that, to preserve our autonomy. And anything that they did was supposed to promote that autonomy. It was never supposed to go against the autonomy, and their Supreme Court has no goddamn authority to fucking regulate or judge our fucking Bill of Rights. We can hang their asses one by one. I can go up to a fucking goddamn justice of their Supreme Court. He's beneath me because I'm an American national. I'm the goddamn jurisdictional authority here. I'm the fucking goddamn sovereign here. Tap that fucker on the shoulder and say, you're under arrest for goddamn treason and sedition. Here's my paperwork. Now, sheriff, you elected sheriff, sworn into the common law. You take this cocksucker down to the fucking local jail because he's fixing, because I want, and then you send him the information to the grand jury. And if the grand jury returns an indictment against this motherfucker, he goes on trial for his fucking life. And it won't take but about 15 fucking minutes because what they have done, everything they have done, is prima facie. There's no way the Supreme Court could ever have authority over the fucking people's rights because of the Ninth Article. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, and one of those rights would be the rights of the goddamn Supreme Court to operate, to preserve the fucking wealth and the fucking goddamn, the freedom of those who serve in the fiduciary. That's all they were ever for, was to give an opinion. So if somebody in the fiduciary, you know, started to do something that was fucking gonna violate somebody's rights, but they were supposed to check everything with the Supreme Court. They were supposed to be learned fucking people of the law. And the first fucking and only law that they were fucking to, the highest law in this land is the fucking Bill of Rights. It is the fucking supreme, superior, absolute law. It's the only law in this fucking land. It's the only law ratified by we the people for this fucking land. That fucking Constitution was not ratified by we the people. We never gave consent for it. But they were to tell them, you go ahead and do that. In the fiduciary would ask the Supreme Court, if as we want to do this, can we do this without violating anybody's rights? No, you can't. And if you violate somebody's rights, that's our opinion. All they could ever give was opinions. And if that person wanted to go forth and do that act and violate a man's rights, that man had the right to walk right into that fucking, I don't care if it's the president. I don't care what they say. You can't, president can't be arrested during his term. Yes, he fucking can. He fucking can. He's not above a fucking free national in this goddamn country. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, Henry. I was going to say in the taxation. I mean, you know, look what they did. You know, back in the day, the taxation without representation. I mean, look how we are getting totally fucked with that. You know.
Well, they never had the authority
to send to. You know, I sent you that article, that one conversation before you got sick and wondering how much money we're still paying. Are we paying China? I don't know if you read that thing on actually how much money they are sending to other countries, our personal wealth.
And they never had no authority to take our personal wealth. The only way they could take our personal wealth was through the fucking Bill of Rights, and they had to do it in their private capacity, not in the fiduciary, not as a government agent.
It's so out of whack.
180 degrees, yeah.
Huh?
180 degrees.
Oh, I mean, I tell you, but we just had to purchase a car for Doc to do his mail route. You know, we have to have our own vehicle, and he just drives so much. And luckily, we had a friend that, you know, he wasn't trying to stiff anybody or, you know, but when he purchased that vehicle, of course, he paid his taxes on that vehicle. Well, then he turns around and sells it. to us, and then now we got to pay taxes on that. It's no different than your damn house and,
nope.
You know, but the goddamn taxes were over $500.
Yep.
It was $4,500 for this vehicle.
But it was all unlawful.
I know. It's just, God, it's just crazy.
What's crazy is that we have.
Down and look at all the fucking money they're stealing. Not only, you know, the printing press, you know, that is causing the inflation and A, B, C, D, E, but when you just sit down as an individual and you look at how much money they are taking from your ass unlawfully, you know.
Stealing.
Yes, they are. You know.
It is. It's theft by fraud, grand larceny. It certainly is. But the answer to it is you have to, I mean, they're not going to stop just because you fucking corner them on it and show that they can't do it by law. You're going to have, I mean, they've said fuck you. They said fuck your constitution. I mean, your Bill of Rights. We're going to remove your fucking Bill of Rights. That's when the people at fucking, you know, Lexington and Concord, when they had decided they were going to remove their rights and take their property, that's when they got their fucking, you got to get the guns out. That's the only thing these son of a bitches understand. They want war? Give them fucking war. War like they never want to have again. And make sure you wipe every son of a bitch and one of them out so that another generation doesn't have to go through what we've had to go through. And the generations before us.
I believe that's what's going on because they're all in. I mean, you just got, you know, if you just look at everything that's going on in America right now and all the bullshit with the fertilizer, all the bullshit, they are all in. And, I mean, like you say, Henry, you know, when a man ain't got nothing to lose, better.
Yeah,
when the shit's gonna start.
You've got, you're armed and you're ready to fight, and they're gonna kill you. You're gonna kill me. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna use every goddamn thing I got, every bit of my mind power, my fucking muscle, everything I got to kill you, because that is the fucking that's natural. That's natural law. I got the right to preserve my life, you son of a bitch. And you do not have the right to fucking own me. You do not have the right to fucking manipulate. You don't have the right to take my fucking property. I don't work for you, you son of a bitch. I work for me. At any rate, guys, it's been a good discussion. I'm glad y'all came up. It was a good one. A lot of people come up and raise a little hell. And so I'm going to...
Because we allow it.
You're goddamn right, because we allow it. And that's the way every one of these fucking things should end. It's because all of this is happening because we are allowing it. And we can look at ourselves and look in the mirror and figure out why. And with that, I'll say we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for no, we won't, because it's
Monday.
Fucking Friday. We'll be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Have a great weekend. Don't forget who you are. And fucking, I mean, steel yourself to what's going to have to happen, because it has to happen. We got no choice, guys. There is no choice. We're a peaceful people. They've taken that away from us. We fight or we fucking go down. That's all there is to it. And that is The Word from the Trenches. You do the same, brother. I didn't do it right, did I?
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!